One of Boston's biggest cultural institutions is at a crossroads. The 41-year-old Boston Lyric Opera is without a home. And a recent study by the City of Boston says that puts the institution at risk. Joining us to review the future of the Boston Lyric Opera is WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So start by telling us first a little bit about the BLO and its history in Boston.
The BLO is the only major opera company in the city. It's been around since 1976, Deb, and it usually stages about three or four main stage shows a year. And at the height of its season, it can hire upwards of 300 people, from actors to technicians. And for the past 18 years, the Boston Lyric Opera has been performing at the Schubert, but in 2015, it left because it wanted a venue with better acoustics, and it was getting too expensive to perform at the Schubert. It was costing them about $900,000 a year, eating up a big chunk of their $8 million budget. But really, they also wanted to better market their audience, something it wasn't able to do at the Schubert because it didn't control the box office and didn't have data on who was buying tickets.
We come now to this study by the City of Boston that says the company is at risk without a new permanent venue. What does that mean?
Well, yes, the report actually said the BLO itself reported being at risk unless it found a permanent home. But the BLO says that was unfortunate language by the city. And the artistic and general director says that while finding a new home is a priority, it insists the opera is not at risk. Here's the artistic and general director, Esther Nelson.
The risk is that we are not reaching the potential or can reach our potential, and that our audience is unable to see the potential that we're capable of reaching, as demonstrated last season.
And last season, Maria, was the first time, as you said, that the Lyric Opera didn't perform at the Schubert. How did the season go?
It went really well, actually, Deb. The Boston Lyric Opera performed in four different venues. Subscriptions did drop off, but that's happening across the board with a lot of cultural organizations. Their single ticket sales went up, though, by 32%. Overall attendance increased, and it was the highest grossing season since 2008.
Any theories about what led to that growth and how to keep it going?
It's hard to say here. There were a lot of unique factors last season. It was the BLO's 40th anniversary. It was able to perform Carmen in conjunction with the San Francisco Opera. And it performed and sold out bigger theaters like the Wang plus the Boston Opera House. BLO administrators also point out that since they were selling tickets themselves instead of relying on that Schubert box office, they were able to do more direct marketing to their patrons.
But what about, Maria, space? Is the Boston Lyric Opera close to finding a home?
Well, it's focused on a possible space at the Seaport Square development. But that's really up in the air right now, Deb. The city and the developer of that property, they're still trying to figure out what kind of performance space will be there. And opera needs a big space, but there's a lot of demand for small spaces in Boston. So here's John Greeley with the Boston Development and Planning Agency.
The BLO has engaged in a vigorous campaign for looking at space within the Seaport Square development. To folks who are excited about the potential to maybe have a new home there for performance or rehearsal, et cetera, I would say we hear you and we're looking forward to finding opportunities to do that. But I'd also say that we're also going to be looking around the entire city for ways to do that.
So the best bet right now for the Lyric Opera is finding some other organization with which it can share a space in the future. And it wants to do that. It's willing to do that, but there's nothing set in stone right now.
Okay. WBUR's Maria Garcia with The Artery. Thanks so much for the update.
You're welcome, Deb.